Well, first off, as with any transition, there's going to be a downsizing of the workforce. At the peak of Apollo, there were 25,000 contractors and civil servants working here, and we went down to around 8,500. For the last few years, shuttle's been pretty stable at about 15,000 contractors and civil servants. Right now, we're about 11,800, and we're probably going to go down to around a total of about 8,200. And then around 2016, 2017, we'll build back up to around 10,000. The civil service workforce is going to stay constant, right around 2,000. And then the contractors are going to bear the brunt of the fluctuation. But the workforce is going to be very similar to the workforce that we have now, probably fewer technicians than we have now. The shuttle is very hands-on intensive. But as far as the engineering and scientific workforce and the technician workforce that we have, it'll be very much the same skills will be required in the future.
Now, thousands of workers are being laid off at the end of the shuttle program. And I'm wondering, what about the problem of, you know, the so-called brain drain? Those people can only wait around for a certain period of time. What will you need to do to get them back when things start to ramp up? Or is there a strategy in place to recruit new people?
Well, it's obviously a challenge. We've worked with our contractors. Some of our contractors have found work for their folks in other areas and can call them back if needed and when needed. Some folks are relocating. Others are going to stay in the area and hope that the work comes soon and that they can get hired back on. If we cannot keep somebody until they are needed because there's no specific work for them to do, then we'll have to reconstitute that workforce when it's required. But our goal is to find as much appropriate work as we can to bring it in here to support the skills that we need so that it's easier to build when the time comes.
Well, at the end of the shuttle program, many people see it as an opportunity to kind of rethink Kennedy Space Center's mission. If you could describe for me what your vision for the future of KSC looks like, and how do you propose to get there, and how long will it take?
Well, my vision for KSC is to make it a multi-user spaceport, that it's not dependent on any one large government program coming and going, and that we have stability through commercial space operations, cargo and crew, and that we have a vibrant NASA exploration program that's taking us beyond our home planet, exploring and doing the really hard things that nobody else can do. So that's what we're working toward. We've stood up a new center planning and development office to be our front door to commercial companies that want to come here and look to work in this area. We're being, you know, as commercial friendly as we can, but also making sure that we maintain the skills and support the NASA programs as we properly should to ensure success. So I think, you know, by 2016, 2017, hopefully we'll have commercial rockets taking off and being recovered and processed along with preparations for that first big flight away from planet Earth.
As a former astronaut yourself, you flew on four shuttle missions yourself. What are your personal feelings now as you see the last shuttle mission taking shape before the final launch?
Yeah, I think there's a little, you know, a little disbelief on my part. I mean, there's that it's hard to accept that it's over, that after 30 years, the space shuttle program is over. I mean, I have accepted it, but, you know, still, it's been amazing. Look at what the shuttle has accomplished. You know, we could not have built the International Space Station without it. The shuttle opened up human spaceflight for Americans. You know, the Hubble Space Telescope, the servicing missions, look at all that we've learned from Hubble. You know, the international cooperation. Who would have ever dreamed that we'd have hardware around the world coming together in space and actually working? The engineering achievement of that, but then when you consider the cultural differences in how we've all worked together as one team. And we got six astronauts from all over the world up there right now working together as one. That's pretty amazing. All that was made possible through the shuttle. So it's a phenomenal machine. It has truly been amazing. And it's going to be sad to see it end, but, you know, we don't need a winged vehicle to explore beyond our home planet. We have to have something different. And our country cannot afford to continue to fly the space shuttle and still provide funds to do something else. So, you know, we have to transition. And we got to do the bold things, the really hard things that nobody else can do. And we're going to do that. We're going to be successful.